The big news is new facilities, four being constructed, two in South Carolina and two in Georgia. The Nuclear Energy Institute says there are 12 additional applications to build nuclear power plants. Steve Byrne of South Carolina Electric and Gas says for his company, nuclear was a good option.
Coal was in disfavor, price of natural gas relatively high, so nuclear made a lot of sense to us. So we were already a company that operated a nuclear facility, had a tremendous site for adding new nuclear capacity, so we made the decision to go with nuclear.
South Carolina currently has seven operating reactors. Georgia has six, plus the two new ones under construction. Stephen Kaczynski is chairman and CEO of Georgia's Southern Nuclear Operating Company.
We see these as 60-year assets. Nuclear plants are high construction but very low operating, and if you look at that over a 40 to 60 year period, it's a very economical option.
Several plants have closed because they were not competitive with other power sources, mainly cheaper natural gas. NEI favors a diversity of power sources for the nation. But NEI head Marv Fertel warns this is not happening.
We are going all to gas because it's cheap and it's a good thing. But we're going all reliant on that, and because of policies, we're driving renewables in. So we're driving coal out because of environmental requirements and demand, and we're driving nuclear out for reasons that make no sense. And that's not good for this country. We are going to pay a price in reliability. We're going to pay a price in affordability when the whole thing crashes.
But opposition to nuclear power is strong, with some surveys showing more than half of Americans are against building more nuclear plants, primarily because of safety concerns. Philip Musakis of the anti-nuclear group Riverkeeper says in terms of economics and costs, nuclear doesn't really make sense.
There are better ways to generate power. There are safer and cleaner ways. And when you look at the price of natural gas now in the U.S. economy, that is forcing many nuclear plants to close. Four nuclear facilities have closed in the past, I think, year and a half. And so for the existing reactors, the economics are not good.
Some 40 years ago, anti-nuclear groups like Riverkeeper began worldwide protests. But the Fukushima nuclear disaster of 2011 gave them more ammunition. The industry refutes claims that nuclear power is unsafe or susceptible to terrorism.
What we've done is we've spent a fortune on security since 9/11. Nuclear plants, if you talk to the FBI or anybody else, would tell you are the most hardened targets in America. Our problem right now is that we think that adding more security in some areas makes no sense. And that what we need to do is look at the effectiveness of what we have.
As for the disposal of nuclear waste, that remains a contentious issue in the United States, with Congress so far unable to agree on a solution. Bernard Chessman, VOA News, New York.